A balanced budget amendment to the Constitution this week. Why now and what are the chances?
Yeah, a balanced budget amendment has been an idea that's been kicking around for quite a while. It was last seriously entertained by Congress in the mid-1990s. They're bringing it up this week as part of the debt limit deal that also brought us the super committee. That deal said that by the end of the year, both the House and Senate would vote on a balanced budget amendment. This measure that's set to come up this week would require the federal government not to spend more than it's taking in. These constitutional amendments, though, require a two-thirds supermajority in both houses and then ratification by 38 states. So in other words, the chances of this happening and making it all the way are slim.
Okay. NPR's Tamara Keith at the Capitol. Tamara, thanks.
Thank you.
Now to GOP presidential politics. Mitt Romney may not be thrilling the Republican Party's conservative wing, but the former Massachusetts governor has managed to hover at or near the top of the national polls. He's done the same in polls of Iowa voters, but that's not because of frequent appearances in the state. 4 years ago, Romney was a regular visitor. This year, he's campaigned in Iowa just four times. For comparison, Newt Gingrich is there 4 days just this week. Now, Romney has announced he'll return to Iowa the day before Thanksgiving. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah McCammon reports on Romney's relationship with Iowa.
Mitt Romney says he wants Iowans to get better acquainted with him.
There are things on TV, right? There's even Monday Night Football, right? There are all these things. And yet you're coming out to get a look at someone who's running for president and saying, I'm going to take some time to get to know this guy because Iowa's going to have the first say as to who our nominee should be. And that person has got to be able to beat Barack Obama and get America right again.
Dressed in a plaid shirt tucked into khakis, Romney made his pitch last week to a few hundred people in Davenport. That's one of the Quad Cities straddling the Mississippi River in eastern Iowa and northwest Illinois. Romney didn't take questions after his stump speech, but asked the crowd to stick around and shake his hand.
Hi, Sam. This is Scott, and I'm a volunteer calling with Mitt Romney's campaign.
I'm David Kochel. I'm the Iowa consultant for Governor Romney's Iowa campaign.
Kochel is running the campaign from his office in Des Moines.
Well, we have a small operation as compared to 4 years ago. Right now we have four staff and me. We're relying a lot more on volunteers.
Kochel won't say how much smaller the operation is this cycle, but in addition to spending less time in Iowa, he says Romney's spending a fraction of the $10 million he shelled out here during his 2008 campaign, more like a few hundred thousand. The strategy, Kochel says, is different this time around because Iowans already know who Mitt Romney is.
Governor Romney wasn't known 4 years ago, and Iowa was a good opportunity for him to break through. We needed to spend a lot of time here and resources to introduce him to Iowans. And so we advertised early. We put a lot of focus on the straw poll 4 years ago, and we were successful with that. But it's an expensive strategy.
4 years ago, Romney was the clear winner of the unofficial but much talked about Iowa straw poll. He finished a disappointing second in the real contest, the Iowa caucuses, 9 points behind former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. The campaign skipped this year's straw poll and has yet to buy any ads here. All that has some Iowans wondering if Romney is serious about winning Iowa. Des Moines attorney Doug Gross was Romney's state campaign chairman in 2008. He hasn't thrown his weight behind anyone yet and says he wants to see how the Republican field sorts itself out.
The other thing I'm waiting to see is see if he commits himself to the state of Iowa. It's difficult for me as an Iowan to get behind wholeheartedly a person who's not attempting to compete in my state.
Ultimately, how Romney campaigns in Iowa may not matter all that much. The most recent Des Moines Register poll had Romney at 22% to businessman Herman Cain's 23% lead. That was before Romney's latest visit and before allegations of sexual harassment emerged against Cain. Gross says Romney may do just fine in Iowa, despite the low profile, given that his opponents are, as he puts it, self-immolating.
I mean, so far what he's doing, at least to his mind, has got to appear to be working. The oldest rule in politics is don't get in the way of someone destroying themselves.
Even so, the Romney campaign's David Kochel says Romney will be campaigning vigorously in Iowa, but adds he's keeping a bigger picture in mind.
We have a whole country to focus on. Some candidates have the luxury of focusing on just one state. That's not our campaign. We're focused on the country and winning the nomination.
As he closed out his most recent Iowa appearance, Romney took a page from an old political playbook, singling out a baby in the crowd and promising to work to turn the economy around.
I'll get America working again and make sure that your kids have a brighter future. That little one, how old is she? 6 weeks. I'll make sure she has a brighter tomorrow. I love you guys, and thank you for being here. Look at her. She's beautiful. Thank you, guys. Great to be with you. Thank you.
With the Iowa caucuses not much more than 6 weeks from now, Romney will have to decide how much more time Iowans need to spend getting to know him. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Des Moines.